Welcome to Improve, where attaining a vigorous life is just part of daily improvements. Today I want to share with you a 5-minute personality test that I was once asked to do when I was hanging out at a bar, and I thought it was just great. So I started sharing with a bunch of people, and I figure I'll share it with you now. All right, so let's get started. Empty your mind for a moment. It's all empty space. Wherever that space is up to you. Now, somewhere in that space, there is a cube. Where is this cube in relation to everything else? How big is this cube? How small is this cube? What's the cube made out of? Does it have any color or other features that define it? Now hold this cube in your mind, and I want you to picture a ladder. Where is this ladder in relation to the cube? What's the ladder made out of? What's the size of the ladder? Now you have your cube and your ladder, and I want you to imagine a horse. What breed is this horse? Where is the horse? What, if anything at all, is the horse doing? So now we have our cube, our ladder, and our horse. Hold that in your mind. Let's add either some or a flower. Whatever you feel. What kind of flowers or flower is it? What's the color? The height? The size? You know, things of that nature. Descriptive features of this flower or flowers. So now you have your cube, you have your ladder, you have your horse, you have your flowers. Somewhere in this scene, there's a storm. What kind of storm is it? What's the intensity of the storm? Is the storm heading in any in particular direction? This image here is your final scene. This is what I want you to hold in your mind, and now we're going to decipher it. So, first let's go into your cube. Your cube is you. It's your personality. Is it small? Is it big? Is it white? Is it pink? Is it yellow? Is it strong? Is it soft? Those are the defining features of who you are. A big cube, a big ego. A small cube, a small ego. Transparent, you're kind of open. Solid, some solid substance, you're more defensive, more closed. These features, if you think about them, they are what make you, your ego. That's your cube. Now you have your ladder. Your ladder is your support structure. Your friends and or your family, whoever's there to support you. Where is that ladder? Is it leaning up against you, meaning it's close? Is it right up solid against you, straight up vertical? Is it on top, kind of hammering you down? Like, the relation of the ladder to the cube is the relation of your support structure to you. If your ladder is far away from the cube, your support structure is not very helpful. If it's right there, it's helpful. If it's the full height of the cube, it's very helpful. If it's just a small ladder that doesn't go all the way up the cube, it's not very helpful at all, even though it's there. So think about that. Next, you have your horse. Your horse is your love life. It's who you care most about in a romantic relationship. What's this horse doing? Is it energetic? Is it lying down sleeping? Is it a big horse? Is it a small horse? Is it a happy horse? A sad horse? Where is it in relation to the cube? All right, so this is that romantic aspect of your life. Next, we have the flower of flowers. So this one gets tricky when I try to describe it because I don't want to give too many hints, but I kind of got to remind you of what to think about. And the amount of flowers is, you know, if you have a lot of flowers, you want a big family, lots of children. If you don't want children, maybe these are pets, dogs or cats. Maybe if it's one flower, one big vibrant flower maybe, it's one child you really care about. Where is this flower in relation to everything else? Is it with the cube? Is it with the horse? Is it with both? Is it with neither? Is it with the ladder? So this scene, you know, starts to paint a picture of your identity. So now you have you as your ego, that's the cube. You have your ladder, just support structure. You have the horse, that is your romantic life. You have the flowers, that's your children. And now this is what you have, and you have this storm I mentioned at the end, right? This is all your troubles in your life. How you view your life right now, and is the storm small? Is it large? Is it rolling in, getting intense? Is it leaving, passing you, dying off? Is it a little sandstorm? Is it a big hurricane? These are the troubles. Are they coming? Are they going? Are they intense or are they mild? Think about this entire scene, and that's, you know, like a 5-minute analysis of who you are. So if you take this and you think about it, not, you know, interpret it, you know where you want to move forward in your next steps, okay? So it's not just, oh, this is kind of cool, this is somewhat accurate, but if you feel it is accurate, or if you feel it's not, now you know why, because you thought about it, and you can make steps necessary to change the direction you're heading in. But without first identifying your environment, your scene, you don't know where to head, right? That's why when we do research, what's the first thing we always do? We identify we define our terms, because you can't go into research without defining terms. Otherwise, no one knows what you're talking about for certain, because it's left to interpretation. So if you want to make a plan for yourself, you don't want to leave interpretation. You don't want to leave room for interpretation. You want to define your life, where you are, so you have a better understanding of where you need to go to improve it. All right, so I hope this was fun, and I hope you enjoyed it, and it's a little useful to you. And I will talk to you next time.
Thank you for joining, and remember to always improve.